got no updates on the injury report. Any questions?
So lost a receiver?
Well, we did. We did make a trade for Brandon Lloyd and a conditional pick. You know, we think it's a position of strength. We've got some guys coming back, Demaryius Thomas and Eddie Royal. You know, the emergence of Eric Decker. We feel strong about our receiving core moving forward. You know, again, it's day to day. We're not obligated to give injury reports today, and probably won't until Wednesday.
You're kind of walking the line, playing a little for the future. You know, obviously, big part of things now.
Well, there's no doubt that Brandon Lloyd's a proven commodity in this league. I think it's an excellent trade, you know, for the Rams and us. And, you know, we're doing things that we can and have been, and we'll continue to do what we think's best moving forward.
You guys done trading? I mean, there's 24 hours left.
You know, anything's a possibility. You know, I don't think it's we've got some time, and we're always going to be doing things to better our team, in our opinion. And, you know, I can't speculate on what's going to happen moving forward.
You've had, seen so little of Demaryius. I mean, I guess this is, what, his third practice. What do you see at him? When you just look at him, what do you?
Well, he's got size, speed, strength, a lot of the things you look for. I think that's probably why he was selected as high as he was. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting him back.
John, you've changed quarterbacks, not traded full hole receivers. Do you have to talk to these guys about feeling unsettled at all?
No, I think, you know, I communicate with the team. We do as an organization, and so I think they're aware of what's going on. And, you know, like anything, whether it's an injury, a trade, or a change in the depth chart, you know, we're going to do what it takes to get better moving forward. And they understand that, and they know it's a position of strength, and, you know, it's an opportunity for some other guys.
Coach Sean Willis-McGahee, just his season so far, how pleased are you with the way he's been able to kind of rejuvenate his career?
Well, I think, you know, he's an excellent addition. And I think, you know, statistically, I think it proves that out. You know, he's getting more comfortable with our offense, and we're getting a little bit more comfortable in the run game. So hopefully that just continues to progress.
After not being a star the last couple of years, did you have any doubts that he'd be able to return to this form, or?
Well, obviously we thought he could, otherwise we wouldn't have picked him up. But I think, you know, he's been good in the locker room. He's been good, you know, as far as the right kind of attitude to run the ball. And, you know, I think those have proven to be true if you look at the tape.
Last week you were saying a little, you're not sure how the break, you know, the bye week would affect the offensive stuff. What'd you see practice today, timing issues?
Well, I'm sure I think today the elements were bit of an issue, but I thought, you know, we spun it pretty good throwing it, and guys caught it pretty well for these conditions. And I'm not sure they're going to be quite like this in Miami, but somewhere down the road I'm sure we'll experience these type of conditions.
You do just general stuff today, or do you do Miami given that tomorrow is usually your game plan?
Probably a little of both.
Ryan McBean, any status or
Well, we're aware of it, and we're gathering information, and, you know, we'll let the legal process, you know, run its course. And, but at this point, we're gathering information, hopefully the facts.